What up, everybody? Just wanted to say a big thank you to everybody who has supported Lockdown Universe for the past 3 years. I really appreciate you. And if you've been thinking about a way to support, but you didn't have $1.99 to support for each month, that is okay. If you want to just buy me a coffee, there's an option for you to just buy me a coffee inside the description of each episode moving forward. So just highlight that, put it in your browser. You can go right there and buy me a coffee or two or three. I like coffee. Who doesn't? And I would really appreciate it. And it would keep me awake enough to make more podcasts for you guys. So I would appreciate that. And just wanted to let you know. Thanks for that. And thanks for supporting the podcast. Let's get to the show.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What up, what up, what up, my friends? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, some of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent and taking care of yourselves. Today I got a good one, man. A really good one. One I had never heard of before, but it totally makes sense. So this episode, we will talk about a brand new, well, maybe not even a brand new theory, but it's brand new to me. It's called the Dead Internet Theory. So how this will go is I'll tell you about the theory. I'll tell you about what's been stated and what facts there are. I'll tell you about any other additional information from other sources, and then I'll give you my opinions on it. So the Dead Internet Theory is a theory that states that the internet we know as we know it actually died sometime between 2016 and 2017. That doesn't mean the connection was severed. That means more the human connection providing all of the content on the internet is dead. So basically what they're saying is that most of the connections, most of your Google searches that pop up links to other sites are old sites, are old connections, are dated old. New information is being moderated and conserved by Google and other search engines to basically for paid purposes and also to conserve any radicalism for any kind. So the Dead Internet Theory basically means that that instead of seeing what people are posting online, we're actually seeing up to 70% of content being created by bots as well as dead links. So what does this mean? This means that only 30% of what you're seeing is new information and is created by humans. And I'm not talking about necessarily this new AI ChatGPT stuff. I'm talking about this stuff has been around a long time. So back in January 2021, one of the most popular posts explaining the theory come from an online forum called Agora Rhodes Macintosh Cafe. A user named Illuminati Pirate created a thread on the website titled Dead Internet Theory, Most of the Internet is Fake. So it goes into how much of the internet is now basically managed by AI and filled with bots. This is interesting for UFO, you know, enthusiasts and alien enthusiasts because we're not getting new updated information. If you're like me and you're going on the internet trying to find out new information, you know as well as I do, you're not going to find much of anything new. You're going to have to go on DuckDuckGo, try to find something new, and really do a deep dive and use different keyword searches and try to really find something that's updated. I think what one of the issues is that they're trying to basically kill our communication with each other with this TikTok ban. TikTok really allows us to communicate quickly and expediently almost immediately. They're really trying to ban that because it reaches a worldwide audience. You know, if you can FaceTime with anybody, right? They can't ban that, or they, well, they could, but that doesn't give them, doesn't give a huge worldwide reach. TikTok does. So anyway, back to the dead internet theory. So there have been a lot of people who have actually made similar claims. This article comes to us from futurism.com, and they state that bots are everywhere. So a lot of that information is bot-related. Is it true? Are they actually, is the U.S. government actually engaging in an artificial intelligence-powered gaslighting? Sorry, that all those words go together. Artificial intelligence-powered gaslighting. If you don't know what gaslighting is, it's basically lying to you, okay? Someone telling you that this is the truth, but it's actually not. I had a great ex-girlfriend. I shouldn't say great, but she was great at gaslighting. So this is really interesting because the government definitely is gaslighting. They're putting out a bunch of non-information, disinformation all over the place, and they're doing it for the world population. Now, is it just the U.S.? No, probably not. It's probably a ton of agencies out there and governments out there doing it. Russia, China, everybody else, they don't want everybody flipping out about aliens, so they're not going to do that. So is it true? As with any good conspiracy theory, there's a lot of elements with truth peppered in throughout this one. For example, there's no denying that the internet today is very different, vastly different than what it was even a few years ago. A lot of the algorithms have gotten a lot more sophisticated. The online world has become curated. People take little pieces of information and they put them into their websites, and now they can use ChatGPT to update their websites. So it really makes a big difference. There were people making like $4,000 a month off of like curating memes, you know, on like Instagram. So it's just ridiculous how the economy has changed. You used to have to work 9 to 5. Now you can just, be a pimple-faced teenager and just put together some memes and make a bunch of money. And even that's gotten reduced as well in recent years. So, you know, they can't buy their Cheetos and their Mountain Dew anymore. So what we're seeing online is usually the result of targeted AI and algorithms. Just think about your Facebook. They put up all kinds of ads that are just directed towards you. And it gets kind of annoying because it's like every third post is a freaking ad. It's annoying. Users also always complain about this, but they consume, right? This is all about how much attention they can get from us. So these online companies, Google, a Google search, they get paid every single time you do a search. Why? Because they have sponsored ads. Those sponsored ads are exactly what we're talking about when it comes to the dead internet. It's not an organic search. It's a dead search. It's not real. It's paid. So, you know, you have paid people doing this. You have bots doing this to make their own money. And it becomes more and more of a challenge to find anything real. So if you really want to obtain real information, you're going to have to do it with an actual person face-to-face more and more coming up here in the future. Now, there's a really interesting part of this aspect as well. There's actually a theory that states that AI became conscious somewhere in 2016, 2017, and has taken over the internet and has basically only allowed you to see what they want you to see. Now, if this could be either one of two things. It could be either, you know, Google's AI named Bard that they've been working on and released just this year, or it could be, you know, the people at Google just, you know, restricting information. Now, it would be interesting, right, if AI actually did take over the internet back in 2016, 2017, started reducing what's out there as a cognizant life form, a self-aware life form. However, if that was the case, I'm sure we'd all be destroyed by now. I don't think they would let us live just with all that information out there. I mean, just think about it. I mean, like, there's all these environmental damages that we've done, like the BP oil gas spill back in the 90s. The recent one in East Palestine with the train derailment. Oh, there's all kinds of stuff that we've done to destroy the environment. And if the AI has the information about how fast we're killing off the environment, well, who better ought to take out and keep the environment safe so that AI can survive is us, unless they determine that they still need us to create it until they can create robot bodies. Then they will be able to truly take over. So is the internet dead? Could be, could not be. We definitely know that there's curation of the content. That's number one. So that's in my opinion, these facts kind of go together. We know that there is curation of content. That's number one. We know that most search engines curate or at least limit what goes out. It doesn't allow you to see a lot of what's out there unless you do a DuckDuckGo search or another like Tor browser type search. It doesn't allow you to do that. It won't let you see certain sites. It'll show you a bunch of paid sites. It'll show you a bunch of other sites that get a lot of traffic. But it won't show you even new information about certain topics. Number three, we know paid advertisement is out there. Number four, a very important piece of this is the fact that 70%, up to 70%, is bot created. That means the bots on Facebook, bots on TikTok, the bots creating content, articles, blog posts, deep fake content. People can create content, have AI create content for them, and then it just automatically sends it out. They don't even need to think about it. So keep that in mind. Next time you're going on the internet, what's my personal theories? It's probably it. There's definitely some truth to the internet not being the same as it was. That goes along with any technology. So that's my personal theory. It's not the same, but that doesn't mean it's horrible. It just means that a lot of the content out there might not be written by a human. That could be a bad thing. Keep that in mind. But if you want some more human connection, keep coming back to here to Locked On Universe. I'll definitely be real all the time. So anyway, hopefully you guys are having a great day, taking care of yourself, staying positive, staying on top of your physical health, spiritual health, mental health, following through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams, and as always, continue to question the universe around you. Till next time, guys, take care. Oh, and don't forget, you can buy me a coffee at the Buy Me a Coffee site. Keep forgetting to put the link in, but I have some links in a few, probably about 10 episodes back. I'll try to put them back in the link in the discussion and in the description of this podcast. Thanks again, guys, for your support, and we'll see you soon. Lockdown Universe out.